Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
No matter who you are or where you come from, you deserve a fair shake at a good life in this country and in this state, and that's exactly what we are going to deliver.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer celebrates with members of the Teamsters after repealing the state's right-to-work law, the first state to do so in more than 50 years. The law prohibited unions from collecting dues from non-union employees, even though they benefited from union protections. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves praised those helping residents recover from a series of tornadoes over the weekend, which killed at least 26 people and leveled entire neighborhoods.
Mississippians have done what Mississippians do. In times of tragedy, in times of crisis, they stand up and they show up.
President Joe Biden issued an emergency declaration Sunday, making federal funding available to affected areas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister after he called for pausing a court system overhaul. Proposed judicial changes have sparked mass protests by members of the military and others who fear it could cripple democracy. Netanyahu's government holds a very slim majority. His critics say he wants to undermine the courts to cling to power and stay out of prison. Unfounded vote fraud claims are fueling strict new voter ID laws across the country. Former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams says eligible voters are being disenfranchised.
The United States has always required for you to prove who you are. But what has happened in the last decade has been that the standards, the bar has gotten higher and higher.
Ohio is now the ninth GOP-led state to enact new voter ID restrictions and no longer accepts military IDs. A new Idaho law prohibits students from using college IDs, and the state Supreme Court in North Carolina looks poised to revive a photo ID requirement declared unconstitutional just a few months ago. Progressive Representative Cori Bush of Missouri says President Biden is not following through on campaign promises to end federal executions.
Congress must act. Congress must pass legislation to abolish the federal death penalty and encourage states to follow suit.
Lawyers for some of the more than 40 federal death row inmates tell the Associated Press they've seen little change since former President Donald Trump left office. Dozens of legal filings show the Biden administration still actively fighting for the death penalty. According to the Labor Department, more than 800 companies employed nearly 4,000 children illegally in the last year. Critics say that's clashing with the education goals of Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders and others.
We will educate, not indoctrinate our kids, and put students on a path to success.
Citing a labor shortage, Arkansas has moved to ease the work rules for those under 16. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.